Less than 10 words. Most of us, by the way, when we were kids, had favourite toys. We played with them all the time. But at some point, when we got to a certain age, lost interest in playing with them, these toys were just packed up in the attic, forgotten about, or else, of course, passed on to some other younger child. But today, there are people, some people anyway, who never lose interest in their favourite toy. They might not be playing with it anymore like they used to, but instead they turn it into collectors and all the whole idea of just keeping going and getting a different satisfaction from just owning them. Well, two such people are Mark O'Neill in Waterford, who collects Action Man figures and accessories, and Glenda Taylor in Sligo, and she collects Barbie dolls. Welcome to the programme, Glenda, and welcome to the programme, Mark. Mark, I'm going to start with you, right? Do you remember getting your first Action Man and, you know, the whole idea? Like, I presume... By the way, do you still have it, Mark, the first one?
I do, yeah. I still have the very first one I got, yeah.
And how many do you have now?
I have about 84 of them.
You've got 84, and how many are there that might be different, or are they all the same, they just have different clothes on them?
Well, they were all the same... Basically all the same up until 1984, when the production of the original Action Man ceased, but it was relaunched in 93, which there was variations and faces and all the rest. So if you're collecting from when they came out first, and the G.I. Joe came out in 64 and Action Man came out in 66, they were all the same up until 84.
And do you notice a time when you look back and you say, this is when I've stopped playing with them as such, and this is when I'm now just being a collector? Or is there such a thing as a gap that, you know, there is a change?
There was, I suppose, a gap of a couple of years, but I kept buying them and I just kept putting them away. Like, you know, if I saw something different that I didn't have, I would purchase it and put it away with the rest of them, but I'd never, you know, it never even came out of the box, like, you know.
All right, well, listen, Mark is up to about 84 or whatever. What about you, Glenda, with the Barbie dolls? How many have you got?
Well, I've got 600 at this stage.
Okay, I have to ask, is Barbie the same doll all the time? I mean, well, was there just a little bit of a change like there has been with Action Man?
Well, she was released in 1959, so yes, it would be a bit of change from when she was released from 1959 to now. I suppose the face molds and all that have changed, especially in the Playline dolls.
Yeah.
Collector ones have stayed the same, I suppose, the last 10, 15 years.
And what about, like, her figure? Has she got bigger this or smaller that or whatever?
It depends. The collector ones, her figure in general, probably has gotten a little bit bigger from the 1959 version. But then in the Playline range of it, her face mold definitely has gotten bigger in the last few years, and her body mold as well.
And what do you do with these 600? Do you display them? Do you have a special Barbie room?
Someday I will. At the moment, I display them maybe once a year. Normally I do the vintage day in Riverstone's Folk Park once a year. And this year then I did my first charity event, and that was in the Sligo Park. So hopefully I'll do that again yet next year. But in general, I get the dolls, open them up, and it's like Christmas morning because I never know what I've ordered and normally forget, and so put away then till the next show.
So you show the dolls at the Riverstown Vintage Festival once a year, you say. Yeah. It takes hours, I presume, to set the whole thing up, and I presume. Yeah. You'd like to go all the way and have a Barbie doll museum or whatever. Is there such a thing as a Barbie doll museum anywhere, by the way?
In America, Germany, probably. Oh. In Europe as well, there probably would be. Alright. In Ireland, I'm not sure, too sure. I know there is a doll museum up in Dublin. I think there's a Hasbro one down south as well. But as far as I know, I don't think there's anything in Ireland. Not sure about the UK either.
Yeah, okay. Well, what about you, Mark? I mean, like, what do your family and friends think about your hobby and your collection?
Well, I suppose a lot of my friends don't know that I have them, but they're getting to know that.
Hold on a second. Why don't they know? Are you kind of a little embarrassed about it?
No, it's just something that never came out, because they were all sitting in cardboard boxes up in the loft. You know what I mean? So it was not something that I had on display, like, because I didn't have the room.
All right, so in terms of collector stuff, they always say it's more expensive, or it's worth more if you leave it in the box. Is that really why you're getting them now these days, why you've got it up to 84? Because you just want to have a collection that is actually worth some money?
No. Well, for me, like, it was the end toy of the 70s, 60s, 70s, and that was the toy for us, and I just had them, and I suppose I spent a couple of years playing with it when I was young, so I just held on to them, and just the interest was still there, like.
And where are those Action Man toys now? Do you display them anywhere?
No, this is the first year they've actually been out on display at the Winterville.
All right.
Museum in Waterford, you know. Other than that, they've never been out, and I haven't never had the space to get them all out at the one time.
And do you keep them in the attic, or is there a special room in your house that isn't?
They're all cardboard boxes sitting in the garage.
And Glenda, you, what do your family and friends think about your hobby? I mean, we're talking about 600 Barbie dolls here.
Well, I suppose when you tell people, first of all, they don't know me that I have 600 dolls, like, what? Are you crazy? But in general, people in general are very intrigued by it, so they ask loads of questions. And I find even at the show, it's nearly the men that are more fascinated than the women.
Mm.
So they ask more questions. But family and friends, I think it's great. Well, and, dad love it.
And are all of your Barbies, or most of the ones that you would have gotten the last 10 or 20 years, are they all still in the boxes?
About half of them are still in the boxes. So about 300 would be still in the boxes. all the newer ones would be, most definitely, yeah.
Okay, so Mark, like, what is it about this collecting thing? Like, where do you buy the figures or dolls from, and what are you looking for when you actually want to buy them?
Well, you buy the most, well, nowadays, for me, I would have to buy them off the internet, the likes of eBay and that.
Yeah.
Because there's no shops sell them anymore. They're still big in England. There's still shops there that, they'll be like a collector's shop where they would sell the items, Action Men and all the rest. But when I'm buying, I'd be looking to try and make up a particular uniform that it would be doing at the time or whatever, and you'd be looking for, might be an item missing of it.
Hold on a minute. Can you buy the clothes or whatever uniform or whatever Action Man kind of thing he's doing? Can you buy that stuff and put it onto one of the dolls that you already have?
You can, yeah.
And that's what you do as well. Would you just sometimes just buy clothes?
Yes, a lot of the time, yeah.
And is that the same with you, Glenda, that you just buy clothes? Like, for instance, like, where do you even get these? Do you do an eBay thing? Or are you part of the Barbie fan club in America?
I do both. I started off, I discovered eBay and credit cards. So that's how I started the collection, I suppose, about 10 years ago. But now I buy lots of the dolls off the official fan club in America. So I've joined that since 2007. So a lot of the dolls that I'd order, I keep them in the boxes. So I wouldn't really be buying the clothes unless it's the vintage ones.
All right, I get the impression that the ones that we're talking about, the people think they know about, are the ones, the inexpensive ones in the shops. You're looking, I presume, at collector's edition Barbies, are you?
Exactly, yeah. The American Fan Club releases so many a year, and they could be really limited editions. So I think Fan Club might have 7,000 members, and it might release a doll that has, quantity-wise, less than 1,000. So you might have 6,000 or 7,000 members looking for 1,000 dolls.
Right.
So, you know, it does make them fairly exclusive.
Up goes the price, yeah. Okay, so, I mean, how much money do you think you've spent on Barbie dolls down through the years?
I have never calculated, nor do I want to.
Okay, but the amount of money you would have outlaid to get these, I would get the impression if you were to sell your whole collection tomorrow, you'd make twice or three times the amount, would you?
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
So one day you will sell them. You're not going to pass them on to somebody, are you?
I like to think I wouldn't sell them.
Right.
The dream someday would be to have a doll room or a doll museum. I need to get a few more vintage ones, I suppose, to go down the museum route. But definitely, I would like to display them. Now, hopefully pass them on then, maybe in a few years' time.
And what about you then, Mark? I mean, like, how much money do you think you've spent on the Action Man?
I wouldn't like to calculate.
Would you like to kind of take a look at the future and say that you would get three or four times the amount that you spent already if you were to sell them all in one go?
Well, I suppose that's something that everybody would like to try and get, but whether it would be reality or not, it would be a different story.
Well, then what if some rich collector came along and said, my God, somebody in Ireland there in Waterford, this guy has 84 of these things, and some of them are like, you know, you can't get them anywhere, and they're limited edition. Would you consider an offer?
I'd hope the bank's open.
Right, indeed. What about you, Glenda, would you?
Never say never, I suppose.
Never say never, indeed. Yeah. is there such a thing as, like, you know, sometimes philatelists and guys are trying to get... Somebody bought a stamp. Actually, I'll tell you what am I saying? John DuPont, who's the Foxcatcher movie guy, John DuPont spent about £900,000 on a little stamp there once and sold it then a few years later for about 2 or 3 million or something like that. So, on that level, is there any kind of an Action Man or a Barbie that you're chasing that if money was no object, you would just rush out and buy it in the morning? First of all, you, Mark, what about that? Is there an Action Man out there that's the creme de la creme of Action Men?
Not really, no.
No?
Some of the uniforms are actually more valuable than the Action Man himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what about you, Glenda? Is there such a thing as a major A-division can't get your hands on Barbie?
I'd definitely go for one of the vintage ones. Probably number one from 1959. Most definitely. She could reach, I think, between $8,000 to $19,000 or $20,000, depending on how good quality she is, but I'd definitely go for a vintage one.
And have you any idea how many Barbie dolls were issued in 1959?
I don't actually know. No, I don't. I suppose there's a few different releases of it. There was the number one right up to number six, and they all were fairly similar looking. So there was probably, I'd say, a couple of 100,000 animals.
And, like, how do you know it's a number one? How do you, like, there's some stamp on it saying this is from the very first year the Barbie was ever issued.
There will be stamps on her, on the mould, but I suppose the trademark from number one is Behold in Her Feet. Because she came with a stand with two little prongs, and that's how you know she's a number one.
Oh, I see, and again, right.
It's down to intricate details like the colour of the eyeshadow, the lips, and the way the eyes look. They were all hand painted originally, so even if you have two number ones beside each other, well, there's slight differences in the faces.
Wow.
That's how you tell. It's the holes in the feet is number one.
The holes in the feet is number one. Okay, well then, Mark, just tell us one thing about that toy exhibit. Just where is it and how long is it running?
It's in City Hall in Waterford along the Mall, and it's running up until the 23rd of December.
Okay, and you're just keeping your own ones there, Glenda, at home for the moment, yeah, until the museum opens.
Exactly, exactly. Right. I hope to do another one for charity in, I think it's March next year. So fingers crossed.
All right, and by the way, on Christmas Day, I presume, do people give you Barbie dolls, yeah?
They don't actually, no, because they never know what I have, they never know what to find me. Probably more difficult to buy for.
I love it all. All right, well listen, look, good luck with your collecting, and if you do sell them one day, make sure you get in touch with us. Mark O'Neill in Waterford and Glenda Taylor in Sligo, is that where you are? Yeah, Sligo.
Exactly.
Thanks a million, folks, and happy Christmas. Good luck, take it easy.
All
right, bye. See you. That's Mark.